This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Leticia Fox. Date of birth, February the 5th, 1963. Case ID number is 398-3608. Date of exam, February the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Ricardo Abreu, dated 11/8/22. And medical records from RGV Adult and Internal Medicine, dated 10/21/22. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart murmur / cardiac arrhythmia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, high blood pressure, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, anxiety / depression, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, cancer, comma, and allergies. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a provider for 15 years. During that time, she worked 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She presently lives in a house with her family, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time or has in the past. Allegation number one, heart murmur / cardiac arrhythmia. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, high blood pressure. Number four, osteoarthritis. Number five, anxiety / depression. Number six, hypothyroidism. Number seven, skin cancer. And number eight, allergies. History of allegations. Number one, heart murmur / cardiac arrhythmia. The claimant states that in 2010, she was having discomfort and pressure on her left side of her chest, which would radiate up to her left arm and would last for approximately 6 hours. She states that she had this discomfort 2 times per week. She was diagnosed with cardiac arrhythmia and angina. She states the chest pain was precipitated by any kind of exertion and that it was relieved by nitroglycerin tablets. She would have to take one or two in order to relieve the chest pain. She states resting also helped her pain, but not in acids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, and dizziness. She denies any nausea or vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, menopause, comma, and high cholesterol. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. She does suffer from shortness of breath, pedal edema, but only has to sleep with one pillow at night. She was diagnosed with stable angina / cardiac arrhythmia, which may be coming from her panic attacks. Her condition is stable at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out in the 200s. She states the lowest it's ever been is 159 and the highest that it's ever been is slightly over 400. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.6, and that was on August the 30th, 2022. At the present time, she is taking metformin, 500 milligrams BID, for her condition, which appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, frontal headaches, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 143/78 mmHg. She is presently taking lisinopril 20 milligrams / hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams POQD, metoprolol succinic ER 50 milligrams POQD, Chlorcon 20 milliequivalents POQD, which appears to be controlling her symptoms at this time. Her blood pressure was normal, and she appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number four, osteoarthritis and carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant states that in 2020, she was having pains in her hands, knees, and foot area. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. The claimant does have Heberden's nodes as well as Bouchard's nodes on her hands. And she states that no x-rays were performed and that the diagnosis was made by physical examination. The claimant also does suffer from carpal tunnel disease, and surgery was offered, but the claimant decided not to have surgery for her hands. The claimant denies any fractures, surgeries, or any kind of injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Jose Lares. At the present time, she takes Tylenol 500 milligrams 6 times per day for relief, which does give her relief. And the only physical activity she does is walking in the house. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking around the house. Allegation number five, anxiety / depression. The claimant states that in 1996, secondary to being diagnosed with a goiter and hyperthyroidism, she was diagnosed with anxiety and depression. She states at the present time she takes trazodone 50 milligrams QHS, which does relieve her symptoms. Her anxiety and depression is attributed to the hyperthyroidism. The claimant has had radiation for her hyperthyroidism and is now on level thyroxine for her condition. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number six, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 1996, she was diagnosed with a hyperthyroid goiter, and her TSH, her last one being 0.633, is fairly stable. She had radiation performed at that time for her goiter and is presently hypothyroidism and taking level thyroxine, 137 micrograms QD. She does get monitored and checked every so often for her thyroid function. She appears to be doing fairly well now and did not appear to be nervous or anxious or have any kind of tremor. The claimant states when she did have hyperthyroidism. She had lost 40 pounds, but appears to be doing well at this time. Allegation number 7, skin cancer. The claimant states that in 2021, she was diagnosed with a skin cancer on her nose area. The cancer was surgically resected and removed from her nose area. And she appears to be clear from cancer at this time and is presently in remission. She does not recall what kind of skin cancer she had. And I have no idea of any indication of whether it was a squamous cell or or any other type of skin cancer. But her surgical scar appears to be very clear at this time and well healed, and there is no signs of reoccurrence at this time. Allegation number 8, allergies. The claimant states that since 2020, she has suffered from multiple allergies. She did have COVID-19, and since that time has had multiple complications with allergies and shortness of breath. She is presently on prednisone 20 milligrams QD and cetirizine 10 milligrams QD. The claimant also suffers from asthma secondary to having COVID-19. She is also on montelukast 10 milligrams QD and Trelegy 200 micrograms / 62.5 micrograms / 25 micrograms QHS. Albuterol sulfate inhaler 90 micrograms QID. And as noted earlier, cetirizine 10 milligrams POQD. Her condition appears to be stable and her lungs appear to be clear at this time. Her condition is stable. Family history. Her father died at the age of 79. He died from cancer of the pancreas. He also had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Her mother died at the age of 76 from a myocardial infarction. She also had thyroid disease, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. Medications. Montelukast 10 milligrams QD. Prednisone 20 milligrams being tapered down. Trelegy 200 micrograms / 62.5 micrograms / 25 micrograms QHS. Albuterol sulfate inhaler 90 micrograms QID inhaled. Lisinopril 20 milligrams / hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams POQD. Levothyroxine 137 micrograms POQD. Trazodone 50 milligrams QHS, Chlorcon 20 milliequivalents POQD, Celebrex 200 milligrams POQD, Metformin 500 milligrams BID, Cetirizine 10 milligrams QD, Metoprolol Succinic ER 50 milligrams POQD. Medical problems. Hypertensive heart disease, diabetic dyslipidemia, hyperlipidemia, generalized anxiety disorder, anxiety/depression, elevated liver function test, type 2 diabetes with diabetic polyneuropathy, dizziness and giddiness secondary to hyperthyroidism in the past. History of COVID-19 3 months ago. History of skin cancer in 2020 of the nose. Asthma, hyperthyroidism treated and subsequent hypothyroidism at this time, and cardiac arrhythmia. Major surgery, C-section times 3, appendectomy in 2020, and removal of a skin cancer, which was performed in 2021. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant does have hepatitis B, but she denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 176 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and a fourth inches tall, BP 143 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 106 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 29. General, this is a 60-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She does have some signs of hyperthyroidism, which appears to be mild. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. She dropped down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence. The claimant does have dentures and has lost most of her teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was an increased heart rate of 106 beats per minute with a cardiac arrhythmia noted with physical examination. The claimant appears to have a heart block when listening to her heart. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal, please? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. There was joint swelling, erythema, and some deformity of her hands secondary to osteoarthritis. The claimant also had Heberden nodules as well as Bouchard nodules noted on her hand area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the hand area where the claimant does have decreased sensory findings secondary to her diabetes. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant does complain of some tenderness of the left knee. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4/5 for both hands. The claimant does have decreased ability to make a fully closed fist and to oppose fingers, as well as to pinch. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for the upper extremities and plus 5/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally for both hands, secondary to osteoarthritis. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. EKG, no acute findings. Labs, all labs were normal except for a border. All labs were normal. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of her hands, where she appears to have osteoarthritis, along with Heberman's nodules and Butcher's nodules of her joint area. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4/5. However, the claimant is not able to perform fine and dexterous finger control, which consists of pinching, opposing fingers, and making a fully closed fist. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field, but does have some visual limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to osteoarthritis and diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses. Number one, heart murmur / cardiac arrhythmia - positive heart block heard with auscultation and an increased heart rhythm noted by physical examination. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.6%. Number three, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated this time with multiple medications. Blood pressure at this visit was 143/78 mmHg, which is normal. Number four, osteoarthritis of the hands and possibly of the knee area, confirmed with physical examination, being treated with multiple medications at this time. Number five, anxiety / depression, secondary to having hyperthyroidism in the past, appears to be fairly well controlled and is being treated. Number six, hypothyroidism, which she has right now, is being treated with medication. She's presently being evaluated for a possible readjustment of her medication. Number seven, skin cancer of the nose, has been treated and appears to be in complete remission at this time. Number eight, allergies, being treated and appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leticia Fox.